Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Oliver's joining us right now, the Bills' first-round draft pick on our Westar Hotline. Ed, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning and welcome to the Bills.
Appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we could tell that last night. What was that? You had a big smile on your face, man. I'm watching you put on that cap. Ed, I think Bills fans were excited just to see your reaction to being drafted by Buffalo.
You know, it just... All the traveling and all the meeting and things like that is all coming to fruition, you know. When I got that call, I pretty much so knew who was on the other end. I was so excited because I knew if I was there, they was going to take me. And just for them being so honest with me and up front with me, D-line coach, the defensive coordinator standing on the table saying, if you're there, I'm standing on the table for you. We're going to take you. Yeah, it's coming true.
That they told you that you were a target for them?
Yeah, they told me they were going to stand on the table for me. So they push hard for me.
There's always something about the Bills and tables, standing on them, going through them.
When it comes to your meetings, how much does a coach get into how he would use you? You know, you would have met with a number of teams, and there's plenty of information out there about how you were used at Houston and teams maybe using you in a different way. So with Sean McDermott, did you guys get into the football of it when you had your visit? We lose him?
Maybe.
Now we lost him.
All right, we'll see if we can get him back.
I blame the horse.
Not Oreo.
Different horse.
Yeah. I think there's... whatever. We got him back? Okay. Ed, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Did you hear Jeremy's last question, or you needed to...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, three technique penetrating role is a role I'll be able to come in and compete for, and hopefully earn the starting job. I'm just ready to come in and help the team any way possible.
When you met with the coach, I read a quote, and correct me if I got this wrong, but I think I read a quote where you said you were praying you'd get there to 9. What did you like about Leslie Frazier and Bill Tierlink and Sean McDermott, and I guess you met with scouts and personnel people, your pre-draft visit here? What are some of the things that stood out and made you feel that happy and that comfortable with going to the Bills?
Well, you know, just in meeting those guys, I kind of felt like I fit, so... It was just a matter of waiting to pick 9 come around, and when it came, I knew they was going to take it.
What about now the move to the pros? Talk a little bit about how much you've been thinking about this. I got a sense, like watching you again, your reaction last night to me, Ed, you looked like a guy who like was ready to go and put on a jersey and go to practice this morning. How long have you? I know you declared before the year began. How much have you been thinking about getting to that next level and getting to the NFL?
Man, it's one of my dreams that I had since a little kid. But I feel like I've been ready to go play for so long at the next level that it's like finally coming true. Like they get to turn me loose and go play, so which is very exciting.
The story with the horses. Now, are you going to have horses up here in Buffalo?
Horses. I might have about 20, 30 horses in Buffalo.
That's a big stable. You're going to have to get some serious land, Ed.
We've known about you and horses for a while. That bobblehead that Houston sent out with Oreo, we've had that. We got the box. I'm holding on to it right now. I've had that bobblehead in my house for the whole year, so it kind of feels like a thing meant to be with you ultimately in here.
Yeah.
You have one of those bobbleheads? You keep these?
Yeah, I got one. I got a couple. If you ever want another one.
Well, I'm saying,
I get
all of a sudden, those are worth something. Bills fans might be buying up these bobbleheads.
Now, Ed, you can sell them, and it's not an NCAA violation, so don't worry about it.
There you go.
So, a lot of horses? You have. Like, how does it work, owning horses?
I got four horses now. I probably have a couple out there. I don't know. Come in and ultimately compete and help the team.
You had mentioned, right, that you felt your work with horses helped you in your football career. In what sense?
Well, you know, basically it takes all the fear out of you. A horse can sense when you're scared of them. If you ain't scared of a 1,000-pound animal, how you going to be scared of a 200-pound or 300-pound lineman?
We are with Ed Oliver here on our Western Hotline. So you wore 10. How does it work now, Ed? Do you get to ask for a number? Did the Bills give you a number? What's going on with that?
I mean, a number is a number. The number's about how you play in it and what you make it to be. So it doesn't matter to me.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with the Bills. Congratulations again. And I know you're going to meet with the media this afternoon. Enjoy everything out at One Bills Drive today.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.